Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne, and today is Sunday, December the 13th. As you probably know, we're currently working through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence." And stanza 1 reads this way: "Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descendeth, our full homage to demand." Our scripture from today comes from Habakkuk chapter 2. "I will take my stand at my watchpost and station myself on the tower and look to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. And the Lord answered me, 'Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by faith. Moreover, wine is a traitor, an arrogant man who is never at rest. His greed is as wide as Sheol. Like death, he has never enough. He gathers for himself all nations and collects as his own all peoples. Shall now all these things take up their taunt against him with scoffing and riddles for him and say, 'Woe to him who heaps up what is not his own, for how long, and loads himself with pledges? Will not your debtors suddenly arise, and those awake who will make you tremble? Then you will be spoil for them, because you have plundered many nations. All the remnant of the peoples shall plunder you. For the blood of man and violence to the earth, to cities and all who dwell in them. Woe to him who gets evil gain for his house, to set his nest on high, to be safe from the reach of harm. You have devised shame for your house by cutting off many peoples. You have forfeited your life. For the stone will cry out from the wall, and the beam from the woodwork respond. Woe to him who builds a town with blood and founds a city on iniquity. Behold, it is not from the Lord of hosts that peoples labor merely for fire, and nations weary themselves for nothing. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who makes his neighbors drink. You pour out your wrath and make them drunk in order to gaze at their nakedness. You will have your fill of shame instead of glory. Drink yourself and show your uncircumcision. The cup in the Lord's right hand will come around to you, and utter shame will come upon your glory. The violence done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, as will the destruction of the beast that terrified them. For the blood of man and violence to the earth, to cities and all who dwell in them. What profit is an idol when its maker has shaped it, a metal image, a teacher of lies? For its maker trusts in his own creation when he makes speechless idols. Woe to him who says to a wooden thing, 'Awake,' to a silent stone, 'Arise.' Can this teach? Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him." Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors is one of my favorite bands. I do not know Drew Holcomb personally, the lead singer and the primary lyricist, but I resonate deeply with the lyrics in many of his songs. One such song is titled "New Year." In the song, Holcomb stands on the brink of a new year, struggling to make sense of much of the heartache and tragedy each year seems to bring. After acknowledging the good unfolding in his own home as he enjoys meaningful conversations with friends around a fire, surrounded by children running around the house making a mess and laughter in the kitchen, he is haunted by the tragedies of the world. Family relationships that have been marred by unresolved conflict, and people who are united by their struggle to make sense of children taken too soon by cancer are two examples that Holcomb cites. Then he closes the song with these words: "Walking through my neighborhood, I have nothing left to say. Life and death, they never rest, and I still got bills to pay. On earth as it is in heaven, don't make sense to me. It is a new year, it's a new song, it's the same mystery. It's a new year, it's a new song, it's the same mystery. The people of God have long struggled to make sense of the tragedies of life that often mark life in a fallen world. Job is perhaps the most well-known example of such wrestling in Scripture, but the book of Habakkuk takes up this same issue. Habakkuk begins his prophetic book with a complaint offered directly to the Lord. He questions why the Lord is allowing his people to be ravaged by the Babylonians, a violent and merciless people. In Habakkuk 2, the Lord does not give Habakkuk all the answers he desires. He simply tells Habakkuk that justice will one day come against all who are evil, and that between this day and that day of reckoning, the righteous must live by faith. Judgment and deliverance may seem slow in coming, but it is certain nonetheless. The Lord is not a false idol that can be manipulated by offerings or a flurry of religious activities. He is the Holy One before whom all the earth can only keep silence. In Habakkuk 3, the prophet concludes that he will rejoice in the Lord, though all earthly comforts be taken from him. During this season of Advent, you may feel like Drew Holcomb, Job, and Habakkuk. The past year may have been marked by more tragedy than you could have anticipated at the beginning of the year, and perhaps you were left wondering where God is in the midst of your despair. If so, register your complaint to the Lord. But do so from a posture of faith and with an acknowledgement that the faithful have always been required to walk by faith and not by sight, as we trust God's goodness in the midst of a fallen world. And know that one day Christ will descend to earth with eternal blessings in His hand. I invite you to pray with me. Father, we confess that our lives often do not make sense to us. And the hardships that we see happening in the world around us on a global scale and in our personal lives cause us frustration and heartache. And we thank you that we have example of faithful people in Scripture that we can pour out our hearts to you, that you are capable, that you are willing to hear about the struggles that we have. And Lord, we pray that we would be people of faith, that even as we confess our doubt, even as we confess the reality of our hardships, we would do so from a posture of faith, that we would be those who are the righteous who walk by faith and not by sight, that you would help us to trust in your goodness and your grace, and that we would look forward to that day when Christ will once again descend and make all things new. So strengthen us and encourage us for the living of these days, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.